You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Bombay High Court granted interim bail to Jet Airways founder Naresh Goyal for 2 months on medical grounds. Goyal was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate in a money laundering case. A single bench of Justice N.J. Jamadar ordered Goyal to pay a surety of 1 lakh rupees and not leave Mumbai without prior permission from the trial court. The Enforcement Directorate claimed to have recovered a massive amount of unaccounted cash during raids at the premises of a domestic help allegedly linked to the secretary of Jharkhand Minister Alamgir Alam. Reacting to the ED raids, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Mountains of currency notes are being found in Jharkhand. This is the money stolen from the public." Meanwhile, ED sources told news agency PTI that the note counting machines have been deployed to count the cash to ascertain the exact amount, which could range between rupees 20 to 30 crore. Days after a hoax bomb threat to schools in Delhi and its surrounding areas triggered widespread panic in the National Capital Region, several schools in Gujarat's Ahmedabad today received threatening emails. Some schools in Ahmedabad have received emails threatening bomb blasts. So far, 6 schools have received such emails and have informed us about it. This seems to be on the lines of bomb threats received by schools in Delhi some days back, the officer added. In a road rage incident, video of a family in a car being chased by at least 4 men in another car in Greater Noida has surfaced on social media. In the video, taken in the dash cam of the victim's car, 4 men were seen hurling stones at the car after they overtook the victim's vehicle, even as the victim reversed his car and fled from the spot. The reports claiming question paper leak in the medical entrance exam NEETUG are completely baseless and without any ground, the National Testing Agency clarified. It has been ascertained from NTS security protocols and standard operating procedures that the social media posts pointing towards any paper leak are completely baseless and without any ground. To put rumors to rest, it is also stated that every single question paper has been accounted for, said Sadhna Parashar, Senior Director, NTA.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.